We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Honoring Fathers in Christ. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. For though you may have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, because I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel I have just read from the New English Translation. Korah was facing unending battles and challenges. He knew something was fundamentally wrong spiritually, but he could not place his finger on it. As he continued to seek the Lord sent a prophet who told him that he needed to start honoring his father as a matter of necessity. Immediately, Korah knew the Lord was pointing to his father in Christ, the man through whom he had come to be established in Christ, but whom he had never really honored. When Korah reconnected and started honoring him, and his father in Christ began to pray for him, things began to turn around in his life. When Jesus said, "Call no one on earth your father, for you have one Father, who is in heaven," Matthew 23:9, there was a context to his statement. In that culture, father referred not just to the male parent of a household, but to someone regarded as the source and sustainer of the household. Jesus was teaching that no man should be regarded as our ultimate source, sustainer, or provider. That place belongs to God alone. Yet, God still uses men and women as vessels to nurture and establish us in his purposes. Earthly parents are actually earthly representatives of our heavenly Father, from whom all things come and to whom all praise belongs. This is why Scripture still commands us to honor your father and mother, Ephesians 6:1-3. The principle of honor extends beyond our earthly parents to those who have labored over us in the gospel, Hebrews 13:17. And those who honor their earthly parents are actually honoring God, our heavenly Father. Your salvation was not a coincidence, and the person through whom the Lord brought you into his kingdom was not random either. Just as those through whom we entered this world are rightly called our parents, those through whom we were birthed and nurtured in the faith can also be seen as our fathers and mothers in Christ. Go into today remembering that while it is wrong to see any man as your ultimate sustainer or source, it is right to honor both your natural parents and your fathers in Christ. This posture of honor is tied to God's promise of well-being and longevity. See Ephesians 6:1-3. Prayer. Lord, give me a humble heart to honor those you have placed in my life as spiritual and natural guardians. Help me never forget that you alone are my source. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Chronicles chapters 1 to 4. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.